Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and we're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, J., good morning. Good morning.
Good morning for the third time.
But some, yeah. For some people, it's
no,
good morning.
Good morning to you for the third time. Good morning to our audience for the first time.
Can't today, say good morning enough.
Today's been a hell of a day, man. We've talked some real issues.
Jerry Jones ain't sliding on this show. that's how it goes.
Jeez.
He's just taking a look, man. He's
just taking.
We got into what LeBron said because LeBron James said, hey, everyone slow down. I got to ask a lot of questions about Kyrie, none about Jerry Jones in that picture. We got deep into that a couple of times today. We got into Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and Key got a headache because I'm like, look, if you're the GOAT, you got to win more than one playoff game in the 9 seasons you've coached without Tom Brady.
I can't.
You love that subject, man.
Oh, we've been all over.
So let me ask you. So I know this is about Brady and Belichick.
See, he doesn't even remember his name anymore.
No, I was going to say Brady and Manning, Brady and Belichick. Sean Payton.
Yeah.
He only had Drew Brees that he won with.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Where are you at on that?
He's a great coach, just like Bill Belichick's a great coach. The only thing I'm saying about Belichick is he was undisputed, don't even say anyone's name next to his. And what I'm saying is he might be the GOAT still, Bill Belichick. He might. But you could say some names next to his now, and you got to talk about it. You're going to have to talk about Bill Parcells and Vince Lombardi and Bill Walsh and Joe Gibbs and a bunch of guys.
But how could you change from undisputed to now you got to talk about somebody?
More information.
Because he didn't win a Super Bowl before Tom Brady won the Super Bowl.
Because he didn't. He had.
What if he'd have left?
Yeah.
What if he'd have left?
All right.
And he went to the Rams last year.
Yeah. Who's
he? Matthew Stafford. Bill Belichick.
All right. All right.
And he replaced Sean McVay, and they won the Super Bowl.
Then I would be singing a different tune. The facts.
You would be, so let me ask you this, though. Do you think...
But that didn't happen.
Do you think that last year's Los Angeles Rams team... Don't try to zoom in on me with your eyes. Last year's Rams team was better than the New England Patriots over the last 3 years?
Yep.
Okay. So what you were really saying then is... Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers team has been better than the last 4 years of the New England Patriots.
Well, what I'm really saying
is what you really
saying. What I'm really saying is Belichick, I used to like tell everyone, oh, shut up when they'd say, hey, 5 years in Cleveland, he had one playoff win before Brady. I'm like, stop. Hey, when Matt Castle was the quarterback, they didn't go to the playoffs. I said, stop. They won 11 games. But when you add those 6 seasons with one playoff win to the next 3, so now we're into season 9 for Bill Belichick without Brady, still sitting on one playoff win. So he ain't going to win a playoff game this year, doesn't look like. So then next year it's going to be 10 years with one playoff.
Max Kellerman.
It can't be the, you got the undisputed GOAT. I'm sorry.
Max Kellerman, did Bill Belichick draft Tom Brady in the 6th round?
Word.
He did, correct?
Yep. Word.
Did Bill Belichick make a decision that he was going to go with a skinny kid out of Michigan instead of a tall, lanky kid in Drew Bledsoe out of Washington State?
That's why he might be the GOAT.
So when you don't give a guy credit.
I'm giving him credit.
Finding a guy, Jay.
I'm giving him credit.
Tom Brady and developing him for a number of years and winning championships, despite Tom Brady not being the focal point of the team.
Key.
Instead, the Willie McGinnises, the Ty Laws, the Richard Seymour.
Can I have some of your
them.
Tylenol now? Now you have to give me the Tylenol. I am saying very clearly, he's one of the greatest coaches in the history of American team sports. He might be the GOAT in football, Bill Belichick. But it went from don't even mention anyone else's name to he might be the GOAT. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not great. You're just saying he's great.
He's still the GOAT.
No doubt. Undisputed.
Yes.
Jeff Howe from The Athletic.
Does he not have the most world championships?
Jeff Howe from TheAthletic.com, Key. Published an article exploring possible landing spots for Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tom Brady. On a potential Brady-Patriots reunion, Jay, listen to this.
Can I just say
please,
something?
Someone get a shot at Key's face.
No, because you guys have been going on. I've been watching the clock for 5 minutes now. First off, you guys are like an old married couple yelling at each other. And by the way, The thought of this topic makes Key so sick.
It nauseates him.
He's so sick. And Max, you are like the giddy little girl who just keeps nudging him. Like, you enjoy it so much. It's very entertaining. It's like First Take in the morning.
All right, listen.
First Take in the morning.
This is the pre-take.
Pre-take. Ooh.
Listen to this. And finally, maybe hold on to your phone. Hold on to your phone with two hands for this one, writes Jeff Howe in TheAthletic.com. Don't ever write off the Patriots as a landing spot for Tom Brady.
Goodness.
Who would benefit more from the reunion? Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Belichick, who used to be the undisputed GOAT, or Tom Brady? Who would benefit more?
I think they both benefit.
But who would benefit more?
It's not a more. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. If Tom Brady, I'm going to play your game just for.
Yay!
I'm going to play radio.
Blinks and giggles.
I was about to
say
it.
Yeah, you're about to say it. I know you're about to say it. I see where you're going.
We're building.
Gits and shiggles.
I'm going to play your game. If Tom Brady was to go back to New England and they were to win a playoff game, then it would fall right in your lap. You would be able to say, see,
yeah,
he won a playoff game because Tom Brady is back. And never take into consideration or account that all of a sudden Michael Thomas is on the team along with Keenan Allen, along with DeAndre Hopkins. The running back is now LaDainian Tomlinson out of retirement.
That goes to Tom Brady. That's Brady's credit. They're there because Brady's there.
Then you would say they are there because Brady's there.
Yes.
Well, they're not really there because Belichick is there.
Right? Because without Brady, you know, like, people banging down the door to play there?
Stop, man.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I used to be on the opposite side of the argument. Looks like I was wrong.
First of all, he ain't going back to New England at 45 at the
46.
Time?
Why are you so aggravated?
Is it 46?
So
46?
I'm not aggravated by it, but I don't like the hypothetical just pulling something out of the sky, even though people are writing it and reporting it. I get it.
Yes, maybe it'll be 46. Kid.
46 years old. Maybe somebody along Tom Brady's camp asked Tom at some point in time, hey, man, would you ever play back in New England? And he goes, I'll play anywhere. I don't, you know, and that, boom. So I got that. Or maybe somebody in the front office somewhere in New England, Robert Kraft's son. Hey, what would it be like for Brady to come back? Oh, we would. Tom's one of our. He's a son of ours. Oh, got that. That means he can come.
Jay,
how about
this,
Jay, Max? Let me just add some.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill Belichick would want Tom Brady back. Why would Bill Belichick want Tom Brady back at 46 years old? He was trying to move off of him
a long time ago. Matt, you know, we said the other day there are no more statues in the NFL among the young guys. And then Key brought up Mac Jones. And in fact, that's the only young statue
can't move at all
in the NFL. And you know, it's not, and so Belichick, being a great coach, maybe the greatest of all time, is able to squeeze a six and four record so far out of his mobile quarterback.
46 next year, close to 50.
He said Mac Jones can move. I'm like,
I said
where?
Slightly.
That was like when he came out of the draft. What was the word?
The walk.
No, not the walk. They used to describe his awareness in the pocket.
Yes, quarterback awareness.
No, it wasn't awareness. It had something to do with his mobility. He has mobility in the pocket or foot awareness. It was something.
Foot awareness in the pocket.
They made it up.
Jay, I think Key's white about that. Listen, let me ask you. Key asked, like, why? Jay, ask me how many touchdowns I scored in my life in the NFL.
I would say zero.
Zero. This is what I got. This
negative
is what people
zero.
Do in the press. This is why fans listen, right? You want to engage in this stuff. Sports is about creating a hierarchy.
I understand this one better than that one.
I'm not mad at
that
sports.
At all, but I also like to live in reality in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
In the real world, the reality is Tom Brady is not going back to New England for what? Okay, he just went through a whole thing.
There still ain't no receivers.
Situation. There's still no receivers.
Nah.
I mean,
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go back?
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. It's bad. And Josh McDaniels are not even there. Although he might be back pretty soon, but we'll see.
Maybe
that's what he's waiting for. Let's see Josh McDaniels get fired, and then there's Brady. No, I agree. Come on. Plus, he's in Tampa. He's going to go back to the cold 45 years old, 46 years old, if he's still even playing next year. By the way, ESPN Patriots reporter Mike Reese will join us from Foxborough, of course.
I'll ask Reese.
Oh,
there
look,
he is.
He's there already. I was teasing it. Hey, Mike, before we get into all this, are you aware that here on KJM, we're doing the KJM 10K a day giveaway? Has the awareness reached far reaches of New England yet? Right. We are giving away $10,000 a day to listeners here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We've already given away 150 $7,500 to $2,500 to 63 different people. At 10 after every hour, we give you the winning word. When you hear it, you text it to 777-000, and you've entered for your chance to win $2,500. It's that time.
DJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
So here's the winning word. In honor of the topic, I suppose, Brady and Belichick and a reunion in New England, which Key is telling you is not going to happen, the winning word is chowder. But you're going to have to spell it with an R. Not chowder, chowder. C-H-O-W-D-E-R, chowder. Text it to 777-000 and you entered for your chance to win. We're doing it this every day, through every hour. Through the end of the
show,
December 7th.
New England clam chowder?
Is it the red or the white?
Well, the white
I can't
is.
I can't do red.
Yeah, there's Manhattan. No, New England is with the cream, and Manhattan is the red.
So the white is New England.
New England clam chowder is the creamy, white. The white.
See, that's the one I mess with. I don't mess with the red.
I can't mess with the red. The
no,
red
Manhattan's
does not
good
exist
too,
to
but
not really.
It's better
not really.
With the cream.
Yeah.
You don't like Manhattan clam chowder?
No.
It's good.
No, Manhattan is vegetable soup.
Yeah, it's so not. What?
Same call thing. It vegetable soup.
But it's got clams in it.
Yeah, just call it vegetable soup.
Clams not a vegetable. Yeah. Are you two under the impression that clams are vegetables?
No,
all right.
We're not that
Mike
dumb.
Reese, can you please work this out for us?
This guy.
Are clams vegetables, Mike Reese?
Yeah,
you're reporting from New England.
I would say no. I would say no.
Mike Reese,
Mike,
on the scene.
Don't let Max trick you. Are you a Manhattan clam chowder guy or are you a New England clam chowder guy?
New England.
By the way, New England clam chowder all day. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
It's the best thing with some Tabasco in it. Speaking of best things, I'm sitting on a set right now with a guy whose brain is fried from talking sports so long in his life that there's a reunion in store for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for the 2023 season. Can you put this to rest for
me,
Mike?
I don't believe that.
Please.
Keyshawn, it feels like the longest of long shots to me. I guess I would just go to what Bill Belichick always says in these hypothetical situations. My crystal ball is cloudy. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? But to me, I would just tell you the vibe from on the ground is that they're all in on Mac Jones. He's the future, and there's no reason to look anywhere else unless an unexpected opportunity would present itself. But that seems so hypothetical, guys, that it doesn't really seem relevant to what's happening here on the ground.
Mike, do you think if the Pats lose tonight, are they done?
I actually don't think that way, Jay, because I look at their remaining schedule, right? They go on the road at Arizona, at Las Vegas. To me, two winnable games. They'll probably be favored in both those games on the road. And then after that, they come back home. They have the Bengals, another team in the AFC playoff picture here at home. Should be a good game. And then they have the Dolphins at home and then the Bills. So a lot of teams that they're playing at the end of the year are in the playoff hunt that if they beat them, it could improve their own standing in the AFC. So I don't think tonight's like win or it's over. But obviously it would make it harder if they don't get the win tonight.
Mike, you just mentioned, right, you said that the on the ground where you're at in New England, they're all in on Mac Jones. But then this report comes out in The Athletic saying that, you know, don't be shocked that this is something to explore. And then you think about the early season where, you know, Mac Jones was questioning allegedly what they were doing offensively. And some people felt he was rubbing the coaching staff the wrong way and all of those sort of things. But you say now, they're all in on Mac Jones. Could that be the case, though, that they're all on in right now, today?
That they're all in on him, Key? Meaning, like, they want him to be the quarterback of the future?
Just today. Right now, they're all in on him. But tomorrow, things could certainly change.
Things can always change, Key, just from a standpoint of, you know, Bill Belichick always says, make the decisions in the best interest of the team. So to play along with the hypothetical, are we going back to the Brady thing here?
No,
if
just
Tom
in
came
general.
Back and said, hey, no. You know what, Key? I look at this big picture. Last year, Mac Jones had a great rookie season. Everyone I talk to around here says we saw what he can do last year. They look at him this year and say he didn't all of a sudden become a bad quarterback. Like, you got to look at the factors around him. That's what the people that are a lot smarter than me tell me. A change in offensive system, you know, a new coaching staff. All those factors contribute to what we've seen. And, like, we talked, I have a story up on ESPN.com right now. Matt Hasselbeck, our own, you know, ESPN Sunday Countdown. Kurt Warner, a Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback. They share what they see. They've played the position, and guys, what they see is a system that's not bringing out the best in Mac Jones. And to me, those are credible, informed opinions that you have to give some weight to.
Let me ask you this, though, Mike, without getting you in trouble. Do you think that Mac Jones, although he did it last year, but he really didn't do it up in Buffalo, beat the Buffalo Bills, then they lose to Buffalo. But do you think with Josh Allen and Tua in the division and playing the way that they're playing, that Mac Jones could go toe-to-toe with those guys? Or is he still in the development stages and it's too early to really tell?
Key, I think he can go toe-to-toe with them. And here's how I would, you know, sort of phrase my answer. If you asked me that question last year about Tua, actually, I don't think you would have asked me that question last year about Tua. But look what changed. They brought in Mike McDaniel, put great weapons around him, and look at him now. And so I guess my point is, if you do the same thing for Mac Jones, I believe that you'd get the same results.
That's fair.
Another Alabama quarterback.
The only difference there, Mike, is they ain't bringing in a new head coach.
Yeah, think we'll get Tyreek Hill.
And I'm not saying Max. I'm not saying bring in a new head coach, but it's the coaching around the system, you know, that they're bringing in.
Mike, how would you evaluate the job that Bill has done from a coaching perspective as opposed to a GM perspective? Because I think people often talk about him as this whole entity, and it's hard for them to compartmentalize both the verticals there.
So as a coaching perspective, Jay, I think top-notch salary cap era. I heard you guys talking before I came on about the GOAT and all that stuff. I mean, no one has matched what he's done in the salary cap era. You know, GM-wise, I think that's a fair question in terms of how he's built the team. And I think that those two are a little bit in conflict at times. But I think overall, to be as competitive as they've been in the salary cap era, I still give him a thumbs up on the GM side. But, Jay, I just want to go on the coaching thing specific to the offense. I wrote these numbers down. I just want to drill down on the Patriots offense this year. 31st in the red zone, 30th in interception percentage, 26th in sacks taken per pass play, 27th in first downs gained, and 25th on third down. Bottom third in the league in all those key offensive categories. To me, if we want to really drill down on what's going on offensively with Mac Jones, I got to bring up those numbers because those are eye-opening to me.
Mike Reese, ESPN reporter on the scene at Foxborough, as always, for Keyshawn, J. Willimax. Hey, Mike, before we let you go, I have been the one banging this drum because for years I thought, between Belichick and Brady, it's Belichick. If I have to say who's more responsible, and that was the great debate of the 21st century, and then we have this kind of good real-life experiment. Well, separate them, see what happens, right? Now, here's the thing. I used to tell people, you're crazy to bring up the Cleveland years, Belichick as coach and everything. But, Mike, if you count the Castle year, the Matt Castle year, where they did win 11 games but did not make the playoffs, Bill Belichick is now in his ninth season of coaching without Tom Brady. He has one playoff win. And my contention is simply this. He was the undisputed GOAT, Belichick. And I'm not saying he might not be the GOAT. He's a great coach. I'm not questioning his greatness, of course.
Yes,
I'm just saying I don't think we can say undisputed anymore. I think Gibbs, who won with three different quarterbacks, Bill Parcells, who was successful wherever he went, Vince Lombardi, there's a reason it's called the Lombardi Trophy.
I wasn't born.
Bill Walsh, who reinvented offense, right? Like, they're all in the conversation now. How would you square the idea that he, if he doesn't win a playoff game this year, next year will be his 10th season without Brady sitting on one playoff win?
Max, the facts are the facts. I mean, you bring them up. I would say, would you give me this? The salary cap era, we're going back to the early 90s, that changes everything. No one has matched him. Undisputed in
with
the salary
Brady,
cap
Mike,
era.
With Brady.
And the longevity of...
With Brady, but
not
without
him. Think about
him.
This, Max. I know, but it's so easy to forget the early 2000s. I mean, how many passing yards did Tom Brady have in their first Super Bowl win? I think it was like 140. Like, yeah. People forget they won that first Super Bowl not because of Tom. And honestly, I would make this point, Max. I'm not sure how many teams would have even had Tom Brady on their roster in 2000 as a fourth quarterback.
Mike, so I hear you, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. All I'm saying is, you're pointing out that Bill Belichick is great and did great with Tom Brady before Brady was the great Tom Brady, right? Agreed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying something else. Without Tom Brady, without a guy named Tom Brady at quarterback, next year will be his 10th season as a head coach without Tom Brady altogether, if you count the Castle year, right? And if he doesn't win a playoff game this year, he'll be in his 10th year with one playoff win without Brady, right? Like, that, it doesn't take away the success he had with Brady. It just calls into question whether he's the undisputed GOAT. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Would you sign off on that question? Yes,
no,
or no,
he's not going to sign off on the question.
I'm getting a narrative.
Don't let him
going.
Put you in the corner, Mike.
I am creating a narrative that will be the dominant narrative in the media now.
Mike.
The power.
Mike, I say this. I am sorry that you had to sit through that last question. Thank you for coming on the show. Get warm. And please, please, whatever you do for the life of me, come back on the show, and I promise you, you will not get those silly ass questions in the future.
More silly questions.
Don't have the Manhattan.
I love
stay
it,
with
guys.
New England.
I just want to say, I just want to say, you know, coming down here, I was thinking about why I enjoy coming on the show with you so much. We bring joy to the arena. That's what Sal Palantonio always tells us. And so I wanted to come down and give you the view of the stadium here before tonight's game.
The dude is freezing in the middle of it just to show us Gillette behind him.
Hey,
that's
Mike, real quick,
dedication.
Before I let you go, what's the temp right now? Temperature?
About mid-30s. Okay.
Mid-30s.
Little wind cutting through, Key, but going to be good tonight. Yeah,
tonight. So 3 weeks from now when the Dolphins go up there and the sun drops, what do you think the temperature will be?
Oh, I think it's going to could be in the 20s. And it's a 1 o'clock game. They could flex it down, but, yeah, it's going to be cold.
Mike, as Aaron Rodgers says, thank you for your competitive greatness.
Yes, thank you for your competitive greatness. By the way, mid-30s with the wind cutting through, Mike Reese, you wouldn't know it. You'd think he's in some sunny warm place.
Competitive greatness.
But that's because professionalism. He lives there. Yeah. It's easy for him.
He can play in the cold.
People that don't live there.
He can play in the cold.
That's not
it.
That's not it.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right, guys.
Why would you put that man through all that?
It was a relevant question.
I thought it was relevant to you.
Was it necessary?
Guys, I'm creating and pushing what's going to become the dominant narrative of the era. Okay, just get used to it.
I would love for Bill to come on this show.
Yeah, sure.
You think Bill will come on the show?
What?
You think Bill would come on the show now that Max has kind of...
He doesn't want to face these kind of questions.
It's
too tough.
Would Bill come on the show now?
Now.
Or
yes.
Did Bill come
he came on the show before.
Belichick can't face me in an interview. It's too difficult.
Oh,
it's like playing football without Tom Brady. All right, the Bills and Patriots. It's going to be a hot ticket tonight in Foxborough.
I think that Belichick request has just left the room.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm bringing up Fair. I said he might be the GOAT. Might be the GOAT. You can't say definitely anymore. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Let me see him win a Super Bowl, and then I'll say a different team. What should we expect from Josh Allen tonight? When he goes head to head with the great Bill Belichick,
Keyshawn. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
What do you mean?
He's going head to head with the great Mac Jones.
Why?
Because that's who they play. He's the quarterback.
No, he's playing the defense, Key.
Yeah, but that's not.
I know you media types like to make it quarterback against quarterback.
You say quarterback versus quarterback.
Listen, as much experience as I have simulating Madden games, I think I have a little more credibility than you in this case. He's going up against Belichick's defense. All right, that's coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C eBikes.com.
This is the only job that I've ever wanted in the entire world.
The snap. Josh gonna throw it.
Everybody's looking at you.
As all day long, to scan the field.
I'm just thankful that I ended up here in Buffalo.
Now he's pressured, gets away from it, fires one.
Everything that I've ever wished for is here.
Into the end zone, and it is caught. It's a Buffalo touchdown.
Turn it up, it does. Into the end zone.
He's got it. Touchdown.
Go!
Are you kidding me?
Let's go get a dub. 1-3, 1-2-3.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. We are joined now by Don Beebe, former Packers wide receiver, Super Bowl champion, Bills, of course. Morning, Don. What's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you, Max?
Doing well, doing well. Glad to have you. We've been talking about Josh Allen a bit today. What do you expect tonight, you know, up against that Belichick defense?
Blowout. I'm thinking 21 points. The Bills are here, man. I'm telling you, the Bills are going to win it all. It's going to go through Buffalo. They're going to beat the Chiefs. We're going to go to the Super Bowl and finally win one. And all Western New York is going to celebrate.
That's so wild, Don, because
Bills Mafia all the way. Listen to that.
Bill players, they don't mess around when it comes to the Buffalo Bills.
Nope.
They take the Buffalo Bills in pride like it's their college, right? And you don't see many NFL players other than maybe the Dallas Cowboys and the Steelers players act that way.
But the Bills Mafia is different. It's
very different.
I agree. It feels like a college allegiance.
Yes. I totally get it. What have you seen this year, Don, from Josh Allen that makes you think that or believe that, so to speak?
You know, he actually is a lot like Jim, but he can run. No offense to Jim. I love him to death, but Josh can run. But he has this aura, moxie about him that he's playing in the backyard when he was 10. He's just having a lot of fun. He's tough as nails, has a rocket arm, and he's a great leader. And he gets these guys around him to rally, to play at a high level, just like Jim did. And the chemistry, they remind me a lot of what we had in the 90s team. And we had just great chemistries. We loved each other. We loved the community. I mean, it was the time of our lives. And I think that's what built the confidence in that 90s team was the chemistry. And that all stemmed from Marv. And then you look at this team, I think they have that same factor. If it goes through Buffalo, they're going to be there. There's no doubt.
Do you worry about his style of play at all?
from just getting hurt or what?
Yeah, just getting nicked up, bruised up. I mean, he takes a lot of punishment. He dishes out punishment, but even when you're dishing it out, as you know, Don, having played this game 9 years and winning the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you dish out the punishment. You're taking the punishment still because you're dishing it out and you're being thrown to the ground, just all sorts of things. Do you worry about nicks and bruises and injuries?
Yeah. You know, yes, I do, as a fan, that they can pull this off because they're going to need him to do it. However, you know, I don't want to take that away from either. I played with Favre. Favre was the same way, and Jim was the same way. To take that away from them, I think, takes away from making them the player that they are. Man, let Josh be Josh. Just go out there. And I really think that he has the ability to lead this team. I don't think he had it early in his career. I think I actually think Brian did a great job with him early in his career to just teach him how to be a quarterback. It's kind of like the same thing Nick's doing with Jalen in the sense of developing a quarterback and making the reads and getting rid of it and using your feet when you have to. I think every great quarterback, like Brett Favre, going back to him, we'd have never known Brett Favre without Mike Holmgren. I really believe that. Mike made Brett. Brett had the tools, didn't know how to use them. And I think that's what happened with Josh early in his career. Now he is who he is.
Don, every team goes through injuries, right? It's a war of attrition throughout the course of a season. Obviously, the Bills on the defensive side have gone through their share also. But Von Miller, what's the impact of his injury on this team?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great question, Jay. It would be very hard for them to win it without Von, and it sounds like they're going to get him back. I mean, Von is kind of like the Bruce Smith for us or the Cornelius Bennett. I mean, we had to have those guys on the field to win it. Can he get away with early in the playoffs maybe or late run a game here and there and still do it? Yes. Can you win it all without him? That would be very hard to do. Von Miller is absolutely the key to that defense.
Can we talk about winning it all for a second? Because that Bills, it was a dynasty, even though you didn't get over the hump, but you got to four straight Super Bowls. Insane. Like, but what would it mean?
It's like 12 people in the Hall of Fame off the team.
That's crazy. And by the way, I know as a Giants fan, we were lucky to win that game. Right? Like, you know, it was like, oh, my God, how do you beat the Bills? Right? Because LT was past it. Bruce Smith was in his prime, all that. Jim Kelly, you mentioned the offense. But what would it mean to that town, to two Bills, to actually get over the top and win the whole thing?
Man, I get goose, man, just thinking about it, you know. I just know that 90s team is just rooting this team on big time. I wish I could be there. I'm a head football coach in college, so it's hard for me to get away and go to games in the fall, and we're still in it, so I still can't get away. But it would mean the world for that, for Western New York to win a Super Bowl. You would see a town completely come unglued in a good way, okay? Listen, I would say this. The reason we lost four in a row in Buffalo and won one in Green Bay, I got to see the sideline, the difference, and here was the biggest difference. There's more talent in Buffalo, as Keyshawn just said. I mean, how many guys in the Hall of Fame? Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Is when we missed the first one, barely, and then we get to the second one, and we didn't play very well, and the helmet thing, and you could say all this stuff, okay? We started panicking in the game, and then we get to the third one, and we just get blown out by Dallas with 9 turnovers. You're never going to win any game with 9 turnovers. And then the fourth one is where it tells the tale. As we're winning the first half, we go in at halftime, we're up, we get the ball first, we come out, we're like, okay, let's just put this game away, and because we're controlling the line of scrimmage at this point, and we're going to finally win this crazy game. Well, we go out in that first drive, and it's early in the third quarter, and we fumble it, and James Washington picks it up and scores a touchdown. Well, you come to the sideline, it's dead quiet, stone-faced, that look in the eye that here we go again, we're going to get beat. Nobody was saying anything, nobody encouraged anything, and we don't score again, and they blow us out with Emmitt Smith running it right down their throat. Fast forward 2 years, and now I'm with Green Bay. Same thing happens. We go up 10, they come out, Drew Bledsoe go boom, boom, hits 2 touchdowns, we're down 14-10. You come to the sideline then, and it Reggie and Eugene and Leroy, even myself at this time, we're just like, guys, we're not losing this. We're better than they are. And it was such encouragement and a rally cry that we, next thing you know, we're up 27-14 at halftime. That was the difference in the team. We could not handle, as the pressure grew in Buffalo, we could not handle the pressure of that game. And if you can't, you're not going to win it.
But you think Josh Allen and company can?
I do.
That
I do.
Is Don Beebe, former Bills, of course, and Packers wide receiver and Super Bowl champion.
And college head coach at Agoura, I think is the name of it, in Illinois, correct?
Yeah, Roar, we're actually in the quarters Saturday. It's the first time Roar's ever won a playoff game. We've won two back-to-back in the history of our school. So we're pretty excited around here, guys.
Well, congratulations,
congrats,
coach.
Congrats on that, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Currently, as they say, go get them, coach.
That's right. Go get them, coach. Thanks for coming on with us today, Don.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Who doesn't like Jell-O?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max on ESPN Radio.
If you run out, we'll give you more.
Give you more.
Isn't that how it works? Is that not how it works?
Maybe look for on you. Your faces, I was going to say, maybe for you.
Maybe it's working.
Usually, you know, you go to the bank. They bring you in. They put the closed sign on the door outside. They lower the shades. They don't ask for collateral or anything like that. And they give you the money. That's not how it works.
I go to the bank. Four people, it takes them 20 minutes to give me $100 out. Four people come over and they look and they got to see and they got to – got to see your ID. They got to do all that.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the winning word so we can give away
some money? It's a combination of not only the one thing, but you're also 6'4". Maybe if you were 5'10", they could maybe extend some courtesy, but you're 6'4". It's a little bit much.
Like, hey, I want to get $100 out.
Let's give away some chowder.
You want to give away some chowder?
Let's give away some chowder today.
All right. Here's how it works. Here's how it works.
Who are you pointing towards?
You text the winning word, which this hour is chowder, C-H-O-W-D-E-R, to 777-777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. In the next 12 minutes, the 64th person is going to win $2,500. We've given away, in the next 12 minutes, we'll have given away a total of 160 grand.
What?
Yeah.
With yep. 40 more thousand left to give.
Hey, guys. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Time for On the Plus Side. All right, best underdog bets of the weekend. Key, set it off.
Miami +4 at San Francisco. I'm going to do it.
But it's not cold in San Francisco. You don't like it when they travel somewhere cold.
Take Miami out of your mouth. I don't want you to pick them. I don't like it. Stay away from the fans, man.
I'm only picking the spread. I'm not picking them to win.
Okay.
That's all. I'm picking San Francisco to win the game. I'm picking the spread at +4.
Okay.
That's is that better?
Yeah, that feels like more.
Yeah, Miami Dolphins don't like me, and I don't like them, their fans.
That's more on brand for you. That feels comfortable. Okay.
That's better for you, Jay? You're more comfortable now?
Yes, way more.
Were you in a safe space now?
I feel
it was unsafe there for a second.
We're building.
Non-threatening. Right. I'm going to go Cincinnati +2 at home versus Kansas City. For our own James Steele, But I feel like Ja'Marr Chase potentially coming back, that offense, the ceiling of it, watching Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes, oh, that's going to be a game, boy.
Terrible pick. So, terrible pick.
Cincinnati's incensey.
Awful.
Incensey.
Hey, but even James seen a bunch of Kansas City teams. I don't look at this Kansas City team and think that's a 15-2 team. That's a 14-3 team. That's a 13-4 team. They might win the Super Bowl, but like they're going to get – I thought maybe the Chargers would pop them. I think that's a pretty good take, actually, Jay.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying Herbert didn't get him. He came close. Maybe Burrow gets him. They're going to get once or twice.
You're the only person on this planet that can sell people. You know, I never looked at them as a 15-win team. They're more of a 14.
Yeah, 14, 13. In other words, when you start hitting
one game off,
but the point is, a 15-win team, maybe it's a little different because it's 17 games now, but that's like a practically unbeatable team, right? That's a little different.
14 isn't?
14 already is getting into the territory, but Jay, you can play that game. Like, would you do it for $1 million? Yes. Would you do it for $999,999.99? Well, I suppose so. You keep taking it away eventually, right? Like, you know, you can play that game all day.
Sounds like he's been there before. Yeah. Let's go, Max.
It's an interesting philosophical question. Jeez. The Jets are getting 3 points at Minnesota. I think the Jets win this game, period. I'm not
too.
Overly impressed with Minnesota.
I just feel like they're going to win.
Y'all be
Mike White,
Minnesota.
Just take care of the ball.
Minnesota.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But it's inside.
The Jets have gone on to beat teams on the road as well, and it's indoors.
Yeah. Plus the Jets play in cold weather.
Huh?
Y'all believe in Mike White like that?
I do. I don't think he turns into a pumpkin just yet.
Yeah, but like he doesn't have to. The whole thing about Mike White, he doesn't need to throw for 300 yards. Key, I always say it.
You get 250, less than 30 attempts, a touchdown, no interceptions, and a one-yard plunge, and they rush for a buck and some change. The defense is good.
You just need Quinnen Williams and company in that defensive side of the ball to get the pressure on Kirk Cousins. I mean, and they showed you the playbook last game, right? All the pressures, how much they dropped them back. Like, they seem one-dimensional at times.
You know who makes Quinnen Williams even better? Is when you got Sauce back there.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Here comes Quinnen Williams, and no one's open. Oh, what, you know.
Minnesota, can you use Dalvin Cook, please? Please utilize him.
Jello.
Jello.
Y'all are such food snobs, man.
What do you mean? I just don't rock with Jello.
Food is about preferences,
try to put fruit in Jello. I'm like, stop.
Like, I heard you guys.
Jello's got to be the worst dessert in the history of desserts.
Jello's
along with fruitcake.
I like
fruitcake. Fruitcake is the worst along with Jello.
I mean, I'm not into fruitcake,
I'm
not into fruitcake, but I don't want the carbs and everything for that. But if you put it in front of me and like I could eat it, right? Like,
Jello,
of course,
is
I'm gonna take
gross.
It.
You got to put
nah.
the Jello. And then you try to fake it out with the fruit cocktail in it.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like the fruit hanging in there. No,
nasty.
But regular Jello. I mean, it's
not
too much sugar in it.
Jello on the menu at a restaurant.
I'll tell you what. If I see those sugar-free Jellos in the store, I'm gonna get it. Yep.
What?
Yeah, because I can't. I'm trying to stay in shape.
Jello as a dessert. Oh, I'll take the Jello.
That's true, but there's a. It's like when we were arguing pumpkin versus sweet potato pie. I prefer sweet potato pie. What am I going to turn down pumpkin pie? Well, y'all are food snobs.
I see
you guys look at these mac and cheese recipes online. You're laughing at them. Yeah, does it look as good as good mac and cheese?
No, I'm not eating it.
You're not going to eat it, period?
What's the girl who makes the macaroni and cheese?
See, I'm not turning down food.
Not Paula Patton with the fried chicken.
Chrissy Teigen?
I'm not messing with Chrissy Teigen.
No. Does it look as good?
Messing with that.
Does it look as good as good mac and cheese?
No, I'll show you good mac. Just look at mine.
If you're hungry and someone put that in front of you, tear it up. Stop it.
I'm not touching
you guys.
I'm not in that position anymore where I have to eat that.
And I'm appalled that last time you said Kool-Aid's the same as Jello. It's not.
But
it's
basically, it's basically water and sugar and a few extra ingredients.
You might as well eat Kraft macaroni and cheese with some of the macaroni and cheese.
Velveeta with the little packets.
You're saying no? I eat that off my kids' plate all the time. Yeah. Whatever
First of
they
all,
leave,
you
I'm eating.
Be ashamed of yourself, as rich as you are, feeding your kids that.
Max,
what
that is
rich. I am. Oh, my Keyshawn Johnson over here.
Max, I steal my kids' food all the time.
Yeah, of course.
It's the best thing ever. I'm like, what's that, Amelia?
Nice balanced meals and stuff. Greeny's got
Pouring
Joe Montana.
Milk and powder and
11:35 a.m. Greeny's coming up right now.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.